Young women are contracting AIDS at an alarming rate. That's the finding of a new report released by UNICEF. While AIDS deaths are decreasing across the board, there's no improvement among older adolescents, two-thirds of which are women. Vivian Lopez is the HIV/AIDS advocacy specialist at UNICEF. The Wire's Rachel McDonald spoke to her about the untold victims of the debilitating disease.
For quite some time, women have borne the brunt of the epidemic, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa, where the epidemic has taken a stronghold for decades. So although we've seen progress in that region, we've known that women are particularly vulnerable, and adolescent girls and young women especially vulnerable. The latest data is showing that every 3 minutes, a teenage girl is newly infected with HIV, which is quite worrisome. Of course, there's still populations across the world that are at risk, in particular, you know, young men who have sex with men, transgender adolescents, and young people who use injecting drugs. And those populations do tend to be male. But when you look at the global statistics, and particularly sub-Saharan Africa, it's the girls bearing the brunt of the epidemic.
And what are the main reasons that that is?
Fundamentally, it's because adolescent girls still don't have control over their sexuality. There is extremely high levels of gender-based violence. Adolescent girls and young women are still subjected to sexual abuse, exploitation, rape, and until women and girls have control over their bodies, we're not going to gain control over the epidemic. And, of course, this is also related to poverty, lack of agency, limited economic opportunities, and other gender-based discrimination. But fundamentally, we really need to combat the extensive gender-based violence that's making these girls vulnerable.
While AIDS contraction is decreasing overall, cases in early adolescence remain steady. Why do you think this particular problem is so hard to change?
We still haven't scaled up prevention programs the way we have so effectively, and on a positive note, scaled up treatment programs or prevention of mother-to-child transmission programs. Comprehensive sexuality education is still not widely available. Access to testing, self-testing or testing in a clinic, is still not widely available for adolescents. Adolescents, both boys and girls, are vulnerable to abuse. And so between, you know, education systems that aren't responsive to their education needs, health systems that aren't responsive to adolescents, services not available, commodities not readily available for adolescents as well, whether because of policy problems or also because adolescents don't actually often have access to the resources to buy, for example, simple preventive methods like condoms. All of these factors make adolescents more vulnerable.
So where do you start on trying to improve education in these countries, especially if many lack the freedom to really act on that education once they get it?
Well, there are a number of programs in place, and this year a revised comprehensive sexuality education guidance was issued by UNESCO and partners, and we're hoping that that will support countries who are committed to implementing comprehensive sexuality education for adolescents. We are also working with a number of countries to improve access to health services and to deliver innovative service models, and these include things like HIV self-testing, but also PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis. Studies are quite promising, and we believe that this could be one of the most effective prevention methods for, in particular, the most at-risk adolescents.
And PrEP would be something that could really fix as well the problem of contracting AIDS when you don't really have the option to say no, I guess.
Absolutely. If we can get very vulnerable young adolescent girls and boys on PrEP, yes. If they don't have control, if they're not able to utilize condoms or for whatever reason, whether because of agency or abuse, PrEP is a very effective prevention method. So obviously, the ideal is we don't have adolescents in that vulnerable situation, but in the absence of that, PrEP would be a very effective method.
Vivian Lopez, HIV/AIDS advocacy specialist at UNICEF, speaking with The Wire's Rachel McDonald.